Protests continue today in Los Angeles since the George Zimmerman not guilty verdict in the death of Trayvon Martin over the weekend. The fallout continues to be felt here in L.A. and all over the country. Local African American community leaders and representatives of the LAPD held a news conference earlier this morning calling on people who disagree with the verdict to protest at least peacefully. There have been a handful of arrests so far. There, of course, was a big protest in Hollywood. The W Hotel in Hollywood had been stormed and a bit of damage had been done there. Meanwhile, Mayor Eric Garcetti has cut short a trip to the East Coast to return to Los Angeles. And joining us now to talk about local reaction to that verdict is Kevin Roderick, editor of LA Observed. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So this was expected. I mean, I remember Saturday when I saw the news. I was actually watching on my tablet when it was coming down. There was a live coverage, and I heard not guilty, and I thought, no.
Sure. Well, there's been, you know, a smattering of very emotional reactions scattered around the city, both in terms of church services, community meetings, and some street action in scattered parts of South Los Angeles, mid-city, and last night, this crowd that walked through Hollywood.
This was, of course, Hollywood and Highland. There were hundreds of people there. Streets were closed. I think the 10 freeway was closed for a time near Crenshaw.
Well, let's not crunch all those things together. Yes, there was some, in the afternoon, some protesters who went onto the 10 freeway at Crenshaw.
Like impromptu, yes.
Forcing some, and they were just kind of a rump group of a somewhat larger protest on the streets. Most of them didn't go up on the freeway. Then a group proceeded north into Hollywood and did sit in the intersection of Hollywood and Highland about 11 o'clock last night. That was on live television on all the stations in Los Angeles. Police were surrounding them, and then they dispersed, went east on Hollywood Boulevard, and ended up at the CNN building. And I think there was something like 6 or 8 arrests made in conjunction with those protests.
This could be a real first test for Mayor Eric Garcetti, because we've got a lot of people who are a bit anxious about what happened over the weekend, about the not guilty verdict, and the mayor was somewhere else.
Sure, this is the kind of incident where you look for the mayor to say something, to be a visible presence in the city. You need him more now at moments like this than you do in some other things. He's not necessarily run the police department, for instance, or the fire department. They pretty much take care of themselves. But it's when, you know, you kind of need some community sense and leadership, it's nice to hear from the mayor, especially in this case where Eric Garcetti's only been in office 3 weeks, and people are still figuring him out. They don't know what he's going to be like in these kind of, I hate to call it a crisis, but these kind of episodes. And in this case, it turned out just bad timing. He was out of town. He had gone to the East Coast to do some visiting with his family and also to hold some meetings back there. But, you know, his office didn't do a real good job of setting people up for that. They just announced that he was going to be gone until next Friday and ending up in Washington. They didn't say where he was going to be in the meantime. So last night, when people are on the streets, there's a citywide tactical alert involving the LAPD.
This is like extended shifts and things like that.
Yes, keeps people on duty,
right,
just in case something happens. The mayor was nowhere to be seen. There's no reason the mayor has to, you know, be absolutely, you know, tied down to Los Angeles or City Hall. There's a lot of business that the mayor conducts all around the country and I believe all around the world, and I'm completely fine with that. But you do have to be sensitive to these kind of high visibility, high emotion events in your city, and especially when you're a new mayor, you're just establishing your profile for people.
This is your moment.
Sure.
Right. It's one of your moments.
In the end, hopefully all it is here a lost opportunity for Mayor Garcetti, and let's hope that his presence is not needed here for in any kind of crisis mode in the next few days. I don't think it will be.
Let's hope no matter what the protests are, whatever the news is, that everything is peaceful at least. That's what we can all hope, I think.
Kevin Roderick, I think everybody gets behind that.
Absolutely. Kevin Roderick from LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.